Okay, so for our first episode of our podcast, when we're rich and stuff, we're going to talk about trust. Because, you know, we got some, like, issues with people and, like, trust. And, like, we've had issues for years. So I feel like this would be, like, a good time to just rant and get things off our chest. Not spilling tea or anything. Just, like...
spilling tea.
Right. Like, spilling tea, but not, like, spilling, like, the whole kettle. You know what I mean?
Just a cup.
Just...
maybe three.
Three cups. I was gonna say, maybe, like, three or four cups.
Why am I kangaroos? I really don't...
You're making a lot of noise, and that's gonna come up so loud.
Probably. I have a lot of stolen items on my wall. That's really...
hey, nice. Now, don't admit that.
Oh, I mean, I bought all of this. It's mine.
So it is currently 1:44 a.m. and we decided just now that we were going to make a podcast. So this is us making a podcast.
Congratulations, so, you're listening.
Why? Yay!
Why are you doing that to yourself?
So, you know, if you want to know what kutch means before we start talking. So one time I was trying to call Maddie a cunt, but I was also trying to call her a bitch. So I went, "You kutch!" And then it just naturally was like a thing we said. There's also another one, which you and our friend made up, which is what?
Thunt.
Thunt. She was trying to say thought and cunt and said thunt. So it's like thunt and kutch, like we say to each other all the time, so.
But like, fuck that friend, you know?
Oh, God.
Which brings us into our first topic.
Just...
which is the main reason probably why we are, like, talking about this today, which is because, long story short, when I tried to talk to three of my closest friends about something that happened to me that was very serious and very personal, one of these friends did not keep this secret and kind of twisted it a little bit and then told everyone, which was not okay. In my eyes, like, that's just not something that you do to a friend, but, like, we're not here to, like, spill that kind of tea. Like, I'm not here to tell you, like, oh, this is her name, like, go attack her. Like, I wouldn't, ever, because, like, we're still, like, I still love her to death. Like, I still want to be her best friend, but I just don't think things could ever be the same. Like, I don't think I could ever trust her again. Like, I've had that happen with a lot of girls, but, like, this is different. Yeah. But, you know, I've also had a lot of boyfriends who've cheated on me. So, that's why I thought trust would be, like, a really good one to talk about. So, Maddie and I have a few stories about people that we've trusted that are together. And I thought they would be funny to tell because I think they are quite funny. So, I think we should start with K and J, you know what I mean? Alright, we're starting with K and J. So we're going to rename them. So we're going to name them Courtney. Courtney. Or we could just say K and J.
Yeah, those are names.
Okay. So K was our friend. I became friends
stupid
with her.
Bitch. Anyway, sorry.
I became friends with her in about second or third grade, I think. Maddie the same. So we were friends with K for a long time. And we loved her a lot. And we trusted K. We hung out with K all the time. So, naturally, we just had, like, a really... why don't you just keep those in that box? What's the point? You're taking up space in a box. You already have them in a box. Okay. So, anyways, Kay was our friend for a long time. And I trusted Kay with my life. If somebody would have told me, like, what she had done, I would be like, you are literally crazy. Like, that never happened. Like, that would never happen. So, at the time, Kay's dad was very sick. He was in the hospital, and, are you done yet? Don't put the box in the box, just leave it as a box to carry. You're making this so difficult. Okay. So,
my fake plant in there.
So... Kay was dating... okay, so I was friends with Kay, and my brother was friends with this guy named Jay. Jay and I are still friends, and Jay, Maddie, and I are still friends to this day. Like, I'm literally gonna see him in a few days. Like, I love this kid. He's like a big brother to me because I grew up with him. But, like, Jay was at my house, and Kay was at my house because Blake... Okay, it doesn't matter. My brother Blake had him over, and then I had Kay over. And, yeah. So, you know, one thing led to another, and they started, like, talking, like, flirting and whatever. And at the time, Kay was 14, and Jay was 18.
He was 17.
No.
No?
No. It was very illegal at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, he was 18. Well, he had just turned 18, and she was going to be 15, but it was still illegal.
Yeah.
So, you know, you know, just casual stuff. So, you know, they hung out, whatever, and they realized that, like, they really liked each other. Like, Jay, like, fell in love with Kay, like, head over heels, and Kay used him and was terrible to him, and just, you know, like, you know, betrayed his trust. And they ended up breaking up and getting back together about, like, 20 times because Kay's dad, like I said, was sick and ended up passing away from diabetic ketoacidosis, correct? He died from that. And then the day before he died, well, the day he died, she came over to my house because, like, she knew it was going to happen. Maddie, damn you. She knew it was going to happen, so I stayed home from school that day. She came over to my house, and we watched videos and movies and YouTube and everything, and I made her food, and we hung out all day, did face masks and painted our nails, and, you know, just had, like, a girl's day. Like, my mom literally let me stay home from school so I could be a good friend because my friend's dad was dying, and, yeah, she didn't care. So, you know, then... You know, she says, can I stay at your house tonight? Like, she's sitting here talking to me, and she's, like, bawling her eyes out because she knows, like, something's gonna happen today. She's like, something feels off. Like, I'm really scared. Like, I feel like today's the day. And I was telling her, like, don't worry, you'll be fine. Her mom came to pick her up. They went to the hospital, and they told her and her family, like, this is it. Like, this is what's going on. Now, mind you, Kay's parents were not together. Kay's mom was with a whole nother dude. They were married. They were happy together. But Kay's dad was always alone still. Like, he never got, like, to marry or date anyone else.
Married.
He was, like, never really married or anything like that.
Fuck, I did it again.
What?
I stepped on the juice pouch and squirted everywhere. Fuck.
So,
God damn it.
Ew! Ew, Maddie!
Yeah, it's a fucking stink bug. I'm sorry.
I want you to kill it.
Relift her fucking Hermione guy. That's what we can call her. We can call her Riri. Well, I'm not going to take those down yet because I'm not sitting on the
Okay, I'm going to continue the story because I'm annoying. So, in a nutshell, the reason Kay and I stopped being friends was because I was dating somebody, and at the time, we were sexually active, and she knew that, and she had spread a rumor that I was pregnant, and I was in 7th grade at the time. Yes, I was in 7th grade. I'm just not... We're not going to mention that. I was 14 when I lost my virginity, if anyone's wondering.
I'm 16.
And I still haven't lost my virginity.
Nope.
But, you know, just, like, I'm a casualist, like, I don't really care, like, everybody that I know knows already, so, like, I don't mind telling people, but I don't really share my personal life that often on the internet, like, so whatever, but, you know, yeah, so I was dating this person, and I was, like, in love with them, like, they cheated on me all the time, but I stayed with them for almost 2 years, like, you know, him and I went way back because he was friends with my brother since, like, kindergarten. So I knew him my entire life. But, she did not like him at all. So she spread a rumor that I was pregnant, and it broke me, because back then, all I ever cared about was, like, what people thought of me, and I mean, I'm not like that anymore. Like, I don't really care what anyone thinks, to be completely honest with you. But she did not like him, so she spread a rumor about me that I was pregnant, and she kept telling me, like, I will stop at nothing to find out who did this to you. And in the end, I found out it was her, and it was the worst thing I've ever experienced. But that's when we stopped becoming friends. So, Maddie, when did you and Kay stop becoming friends?
Me and Kay stopped being friends when Kay decided that she was going to go out with this guy named Seth. We'll call him Seth. Okay, so Seth is Seth. That's about it. He's not very special. Sorry, Seth.
His name's not actually Seth, by the way.
No. So she was dating Seth, but she was still talking to Jay. And at first, Jay didn't know that Kay was with Seth. And then he found out, and he was like, oh, well, like, at least you guys, like, haven't had sex. And she's like, oh, no, it's not like that. But, and all this, like, other shit.
But, you know.
But she did. She did have sex with Seth.
Which the reason we found out was from her best friend, actually, at the time. She had told her that she did have sex with him, and I did not know this until the day they we had, like, the okay, she so our street, the, like, where we live, we have this block party, and it's at the church, and there's, like, food, and there's, like, tickets, you can play games, and there's, like, a bunch of stuff, and we were there with him, well, with Jay, and then it was me and Maddie, and then all of a sudden, we see Kay, and you know, she, like, tries to talk to us, even though we obviously don't like her, and she obviously talks shit on us. Like, we know that we don't like each other and that we're not friends, but we hung out with each other because we had no one else to hang out with. You know, just the fake friendship vibes. And I found out, and she was like, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to get my hamster, and I'm going to bring it, and I'm going to show you all my hamster, okay? And we were like, okay, sis, like, that's fine, whatever.
His name's Sausage.
Yes.
His, it was kind of a dope name for a hamster.
The hamster's name was Sausage. He was a fat hamster. She was going to bring him in his ball. Maddie, you're making so much noise.
You know what? I'm moving. I'm here.
I can see this happening in the future.
Going to college? That's soon. Ew.
Yeah. That's really soon.
That's really gross. Anyways, continue.
So, just girly things. We end up... What?
I was gonna fucking say that. And then
he
said
it. Okay, so then when she left to go get Sausage, her hamster, to put him in this ball, so, you know, she could show off her ass while she showed off her fat hamster, she decided to, like, where the block party was, she literally lived, like, a block away. Like, that's, like, she lived a block away from the block party. And our plan was, once she left, to get away from her, because her and Jay had just broken up beforehand, and he was like, I don't want to see you there. Like, if you're going, I'm not going. And I told him, like, it's the summertime, please come hang out with Maddie and I. Like, I know you don't want to see her there, but even if you do see her there, like, sorry for my French, but, like, fuck her. She's an idiot. Like, she's stupid if... she's gonna lose you. Like, you're such a good guy to her. Like, you deserve
really
better.
Was. He fucking treated
her. He was, like, he was so good to her. And that was, like, the saddest part. Like, she played him like he was a fiddle. Like, this kid did so many things for her. And I tried to convince him so many times to stay away from her because it wasn't even that I had a problem with her. Like, I would never stop someone from being happy with somebody if they were both happy. But he was never happy. Like, he thought he was, but he wasn't. And I was just like, you just need to get away from her. And everything I said to him, no matter what I said, he still just, like, couldn't, like, hop off the train because he just loved her so much. And then she...
It's really depressing when you think about it.
It's really sad when you think about it. But when she went to get this stupid fucking hamster, he literally, like, I said to him, I'm like, I want to say something to you, but I don't want you to get upset. And he's like, no, just say it. I'm like, are you sure? And then he's like, yeah. And I'm like, you know how Kay said that she didn't have any sexual relations or anything like that with Seth? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, they had sex. He goes, oh, really? I'm like, I'm like, yeah. And then he's just like, well, then I don't want anything to do with her. And I literally remember giving him a high five. Like, I didn't even think about it. We all just gave him a high five.
Mm-hmm. And then I hugged him.
Yeah. And then, you know, we were all, like, really happy about that. Like, you know, go him, because she was terrible to him. And then we ended up leaving, and she was like, where'd you go? So he ended up calling her, flipping out on her, calling her a bitch and all this stuff. And I was like, go you. Like, he was so upset.
It was very funny.
But it was very funny. Because he has, like, crippling ADHD.
I think he has fucking Parkinson's.
I literally, this kid shakes like he has Parkinson's disease. Like, literally nothing against him. Like, people probably think he's tweaking all the time. Like, he shakes like he has Parkinson's disease. Not to make fun of Parkinson's disease, like, I'm not making fun of it. But he shakes like he's, like, in an earthquake. And he literally, like, it was the funniest thing, because he's, like, on the phone with her, and he already shakes enough, and his adrenaline's going, so he literally looks like he's, like, shaking the phone, like, from left to right, like,
he
said something, and he was like, isn't that right, Kay? Huh? Maddie, didn't she say that? And he's, like, shaking the phone in Maddie's face, and she's like, yeah, and he's like, yeah, that's what I thought. And he just kept saying, like, he said this one really good line. He said this one really good line, and I don't remember what it was, but it was, like, the best fucking thing ever.
It was about her and the double bros.
Yeah, when she was a kid, she told everybody that she was sexually assaulted. Now, we still don't know if that's true, and if it's true, like, whatever, I do feel bad for her. Oh, that didn't sound like I did at all. I legit, like, I don't want anyone to be sexually assaulted. Like, don't get me wrong, that's a terrible thing. Like, I didn't mean it like that, even though it really sounded like it.
But, I mean, whatever.
I feel bad for her.
Take it that way.
Oh my god. But, like, I do feel bad if that's what happened, but she used that as an excuse to wear 2 to 3 bras to school. She would wear a normal bra, and then a normal bra over her normal bra, and then a sports bra over her normal bra over her normal bra. And she would say, it's because, you know, like, someone tried to touch me once when I was walking home from school. So I always thought, like, if I wear one, like, if I wear more than one bra, then he won't touch me the first time he tries to go into it. And I was just like, okay, like, I feel you, but that was in, like, 6th grade. So, I think she just wanted boobs, because she's still in, like, A cups, like, no lie. Like, but, you know, whatever. So, she was terrible to Jay. Jay deserved better. Jay flipped out on her. Jay hasn't talked to her since. Jay has a new girlfriend. Jay...
He does?
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, her name's Holly.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's from college.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
Oh, Jay has a new girlfriend, you know, it's really good, his life's going really good, he just graduated, literally today, he didn't obviously get his degree, but he finished school, his graduation, I think, is, like, sometime soon, but he finished school, and he's getting a degree
computer technology, I think,
computer science,
something like that.
He's getting, like, a associate's degree in computer science. Like, he's, like, super successful and shit. He's, like, the smartest kid I've ever met, by the way.
Seriously, when he was out on my porch, we were talking, and I said something. I don't remember what it was. He was like, yeah, actually, like, this, and I'm like, Justin, you make me... Jesus Christ. Jay, you make me feel so stupid.
Wow. Way to expose him like that.
Sorry.
Wow, came for your throat.
What do I do with this?
Keep it. It's cute.
I feel weird wearing it.
Why?
Because...
Speaking of trust. So we always... Maddie and I have loved going roller skating since we were kids. And you know, we started this thing because her and I always did things together, but we always did them with our friends too. And we never had something that the two of us just did by ourselves. So... there was a roller skating rink about, like, 20 minutes from where we live, and we were just like, okay, Wednesday night is student night, it's $2 to get in, it's only $1.75 for skates, and she already has her own pair of skates, so it's literally, like, $5 to get in, like, let's just go skating every Wednesday. So we went skating every Wednesday for a long time, and ended up, she knew him before I did, but...
Because of Kay actually introduced me.
Yeah,
it's the only good thing she ever did.
The only good thing Kay ever did was introduce us to... Dickwad.
No, don't call him that.
I love him, but he's a dick.
Dildo.
All right, we'll call him Dildo. We call him Dildo in real life, so we'll call him Dildo. That's so weird. It's like, so Kay and Dildo. So, Kay and Dildo were friends. Well, not really friends, like...
Dildo was on Kay's brother's soccer team.
That's right. That's how she knew him. That's right, that's right. So, she knew Dildo and introduced Maddie to Dildo. And then, finally, when I went skating, we realized that Dildo went skating every Wednesday. And we were going skating every Wednesday. So, we became very close friends with Dildo. And, Miss Girl over here started to get feelings for Dildo. And, Dildo, the way his family works is he has an older brother and then a younger brother. You know, both of their names start with a T. I don't know why he wasn't a T, because T sis. But, you know, so his older brother's name starts with a T and his younger brother's name starts with a T. And I was going to call them T and T, but it doesn't make sense. So, I don't know what to call them. Because we don't really have to mention, like... But, like... You know. Curly Q.
Just call him Curly Q.
Okay. So, his younger brother, Curly Q, is about, like, 11, 12.
He's like... Yeah, he's 12.
He's, like, 12. He's 12.
He's adorable.
He's the cutest little thing, I gotta tell you. He's so cute. Like... He got his hair cut, and I literally, like, cried. Like, his hair used to be, like, a fluff ball of curls, and, like, he got it cut, and...
Augie? Oh, God, I cried when they cut Augie's hair.
Okay.
He's my little cousin.
So, pretty much, Curly Q started hanging out with us and Dildo, and the four of us became quite close friends. We used to play pool all the time, blah, 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 whatever, and then we started going skating on Saturday nights, because... Although it was way more money than, like, $5, it was open from 6:30 to 9, and then
9:30 to 12.
And then 9, well, it was 9, pretty much.
Yeah.
So it was 6:30 to 9, and then 9 to midnight. So it was open for about 6 hours, so we'd go Saturdays and just be there for 6 hours. We didn't skate the whole time, usually. Usually we'd sit down, hang out, play pool, play games, eat food, whatever, and we'd hang out all the time. And that's mainly, that's mainly where we saw Dildo. I just feel so,
the lizard oven.
I feel so odd calling him Dildo. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, we were friends with Dildo for a while, and Maddie was like, I don't know how to tell him that I like him, but I don't want to ruin things, because he was going into the Navy. Well, he was going into basic training, but he was going into the Navy, and we wanted to, you know, she wanted to tell him before he left, because, you know, duh, who wouldn't do that? But she was unsure about how to do it, so she was, like, asking me how to do it, whatever, and we had come to the conclusion that she should just tell him. And she wanted to do it in person, but, you know, it's just something that you can't do in person.
When you have, social anxiety.
So, she, like... texted him and ended up telling him. Who's?
Riri.
So, you know, we had a lot of experiences with Dildo, but this one was probably the worst. So we were at skating, and now we have to name our other friend. God damn, we'll call him Adam Sandler.
He
acts like Adam Sandler.
So,
so Adam Sandler, who has hair fluffy, like Curly Q. We can call him Hugh Jackman. I'm kidding. Okay. So Adam Sandler is friends with us, and you know, raging homosexual. And he went skating with us, and Dildo was going, we hadn't seen Dildo in months because he went to basic training for 6 months, came back, and then we found out that he was going to be leaving to go to Japan for 3 years. So naturally, we're sitting here, like, really fucking sad because we're like, damn it, we have to lose our best friend. Like, this is gonna suck. Like, mother trucker dudes that are like a butt cheek on a stick. And then...
Trucker mother dude at her like a stick on a butt cheek.
He, like, Dildo used to say it wrong.
All the time.
Like, all the time. He had no idea what the vine was because he wasn't relevant with the times. It was funny. But,
I feel like he was born in 1922.
Yeah. But, you know, so Adam Sandler thought it would be a good idea, since he knew that Maddie liked Dildo, to go to Dildo and ask Dildo how he felt about Maddie.
Behind my back.
Her back. And this was a blessing in disguise, but then became a curse. So, pretty much. Yeah. In a nutshell, Dildo told Adam Sandler that he liked Maddie and wanted to date her.
Let me correct you.
But didn't want to tell
loved.
Her. Loved her. He loved her. He loved her and he wanted to date her and he just didn't want to say anything to her because he was leaving for 3 years and he was 18, so it was kind of illegal because she was 15 at the time and he's like, maybe when I come back in 3 years, like, she'll, like, want to be with me, like, we'll be 18, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it was, like, really sad. We'll be 18. She'll be 18. And, you know, it'll be legal. She'll be more mature. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, whatever. And, you know, Adam Sandler took this information and sprinted with it. Did not run. Sprinted. To Maddie. And was like, oh, my God. Like, wow. Wow. And she's like, what, Adam Sandler?
What, Adam Sandler?
And he's just like, oh my God, like, Dildo likes you. And she was like, what? And then he's just, like, explaining everything to her, and she was just like, oh my God, like, went in the bathroom, and her and I cried on the bathroom floor because we've been waiting for this for, like, 2 years. It's fine. So then...
Yeah, let me correct beforehand. Mackenzie said that I liked... I loved.
Yeah. She loved him, and he said that he loved her, and I still... do truly believe that. I do believe that he does love her in that way. I just think he literally...
I'm gonna put it on.
I think he just actually didn't want to say anything because he was leaving for 3 years. He was going to be in a completely different country. Like, I think that wouldn't have worked.
Well, no shit.
But I seriously think that he does, like, have feelings for you. The last thing you need to do is wait for him. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, she knows that. She knows that. But, you know, after a deep conversation, Dildo had realized that Adam Sandler told us everything. So then he pressed the oh fuck button and decided, you know, to give us a reverse Uno card and was like, no, I was kidding. I just said things. I said things in the moment, and I didn't mean that. I do love her, but not that way. And I don't. Why would you tell her that? And you know, all the good reverse Uno cards. Like he plus four'd her. Like, that's how bad it was.
Yeah, it was like three plus fours, like at a time. Like, we're all sitting at an Uno table, and like Adam Sandler goes plus four, and then like. Curly Q goes plus four, and then Dildo's like, plus four.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck.
You know, he just fucking...
That made no sense, but I don't care. I'm losing my voice.
Oh my God. That's like a plus 12.
Yeah.
I was gonna say that, but you interrupted me. Okay.
Congrats, you can do math. I can't.
Hell yeah. Okay, so, in a nutshell, I keep saying that even though it's never in a nutshell.
No.
Like, that's gonna be my catchphrase. Like, in a nutshell. But, you know, I almost said it again. So, you know, he said he didn't mean what he said. And this all happened within the span of these 6 hours. So, it was a big deal. And, you know, we called all of our friends and we were like, oh my God, like, Dildo likes her. And they were all like, that's so great. Because, like, everybody knew that she, like, was in love with him. Like, no cap, bro.
Don't ever say that ever again or I will disown you.
We jokingly say it all the time when we're, like, talking about something. Because we hate the phrase no cap. It's just so dumb. Like, there's no point. So, like, we, like... That's a knife.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Riri gave it to me.
Maddie, don't stab me.
It's not a sharp knife.
Put it away. I don't care. Stop. Why would you do that? I know you're emo, but stop. Okay. So, pretty much, like, might fuck around. You can't see me. I don't know why I'm doing that. I'm woeing. Oh, my God. That was the cringiest thing I've ever said. I'm woeing. Whoa, no.
Whoa.
So, you know, then Adam Sandler had to come back and report that Dylan did not mean anything that he said.
You
and
just...
Dildo. Fuck. Oh, my God. Ah!
Fuck.
Whatever. Fuck it. He already knows it's about him. It's not like we're throwing him under the bus.
It's not like he's gonna see it either.
Yeah, we love the fuck out of him still, so it's okay. But Dildo, you know, he, like, might fuck around and take back everything he said. And he did do so. And came to Adam Sandler and told him. Adam Sandler told us. Maddie was devastated.
You know. No, but then Adam Sandler was like, you should talk to her. And Adam Sandler was like, you should talk to him. So I was in school. And I was like, yo, Dildo. Like, can we talk when I get home? He's like, on the phone or what? And I'm like, is in person possible? And he's like, no. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of figured. He was leaving the next day, but then, like, messages were sent, and my soul was...
Yeah, he pretty much just said that he does love her, but it's just not in that way, and he really, like, she, like, admitted to him over text, because it was all, like, it was all being, like, messengered back and forth, so I'm sure things were getting twisted, because we didn't hear, like, Adam Sandler didn't hear things right, or something like that, because it wasn't a very public place, like, these skates were, like, very, like, packed to the brim, like, this building was packed, so literally, like, there had to be, like, over 200 people inside the building. So it's not that surprising that, like, if he would get words mixed up just because it's so loud. But I think, like, even if he didn't get words mixed up, things just could have been misinterpreted. So she was like, I'll just talk to him about it. And she, like, admitted that she liked him. And he was just like, I'm super flattered. Like, I'm very happy.
It was, like, the most let me down easy, but also, like, step on my newborn puppy kind of way.
Like, he...
That's how I have to explain it.
He crushed her, but she was at least happy he did it in the way that he did, you know? Because it could have been so much worse. He could have been like, ew, you're disgusting. Like, I don't like you. Like, I hate you. Why would I ever like you? Like, ew. Like they do in all the kids' TV shows. But, you know, he just said to her, like, I really do love you, Maddie, but it's just not in that way. And maybe things will change. And when I come back, maybe things will be different. And, you know, whatever. But, like... As of right now, that's just not the way I feel about you. And it's just like, it's just, you know, we still love him. We still trust him. You know,
we're trying to get over it.
We're trying to get over it.
It's not working sometimes.
Ever. It's not working ever. We really miss him, but, you know, he's only been gone for less than a year, so that's...
It's literally been like 6 months?
Yeah.
Before Christmas or after?
It was after Christmas.
Oh, then it wasn't long ago.
Yeah. It was in 2019 that he left. It happened.
Oh, I almost stabbed myself. Okay.
With what? Oh, my God. Put the fucking knife down. Oh, my God. Why is the dog barking?
Probably because he went to my mom's bed and she's passed out. She's fucking drunk, so, you know.
So, what other trust story can we talk about?
Did we talk about Riri?
No.
Talk about Riri.
Okay.
We very briefly
discussed this at the beginning, but I want to go a little bit more in depth. So, something... oh my God, that voice crack, bitch. I'm fucking... I sounded like Chicken Little. Okay.
You need to be... Be careful that you do not say Riri's name.
I know. Riri will flip out. I mean, it's obvious, like, if she sees this, like, we're fucked to the brim. Because, like, you know, Adam Sandler's gonna, like, God slam us into the ground. But this is not talking smack. This is telling a story. Nor are we exposing anybody because we're not using names. This is just me ranting because it happened to me.
That works. Rolanda.
Rolanda? I don't want to... Riri is easier for the tongue.
Fuck you.
Okay, so the story of Riri.
The story goes.
So, I have been friends with Riri for a very long time. We have all been a friend group for a very long time, you know. Known her for a very long time. We've been, like, close friends probably since about fourth grade. And we became, like, really, really close probably almost 2 years ago. And, you know, I had grown to trust her with my life, We're like best friends. You know, it was our group of three at the, I mean, it's at, I almost said at the time. Like, it's still, it is still our group of friends, but we're not really like we were because of this whole situation, but.
Yeah, it was like, so the four of us.
I'm just going to, I mean, if she sees this, she's already going to know it's about her, so, like, I'm just going to say it. So, like, I'm going to say Kay's name because there's really no reason not to. It's not like it's going to matter. Okay. Okay. So, our friend group was Riri, and then, me, Maddie, and then Maddie's cousin, Keaton.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the other K's name. I was like, I mean, yikes.
But it's good. What other K?
K and J.
Oh. No, K has nothing to do with this.
Really?
Yet.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sure she'll have something to do with it at some point when she hears about it. She will gaga over this. But, you know, so,
So, like, I knew my name because you couldn't keep friends.
Yeah. Can't wait for that. So, Riri, I don't want people to think that we're making fun of her. Like, we legit, like, her name starts with an R. So, we're just using Riri. Like, I don't, like, my mom calls me a Riri when I'm being dramatic. Like, I'm not trying to say she's dramatic, even though she is dramatic. Like, I'm just.
Wait, is that, like, a term?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like, my mom, like, when I'm crying, she's like, quit being a Riri. Like.
I mean, I didn't know it was a term, but if it's.
Okay, so I'm not, like, trying to, like, call her a Riri, but we're calling her Riri because her name starts with an R, and I don't want to call her some stupid-ass name because that's stupid, because with the other ones, we just use, like, their the first letter of their name, but, like, whatever. So, you know. So, Riri, something had happened. Okay, so I was dating this person for over 2 years, you know, cheated on me, blah, 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 whatever, and was friends with this person. And was friends with this person, and this person was not good, and my friends decided to develop a crush on this person at the same time, which is Maddie and Riri. And Maddie and Riri got in a big fight over it, because they were literally fighting over who was going to get him and who he was going to choose. And I'm like, guys, okay, Maddie, yes, it was. Liar. So then, you know, they were arguing, and then I talked to Riri and told her all of the bad things about this kid, which this kid, what should we call him?
What?
What should we call him?
Hold on. Coming with boxes.
Should we call him Zizel?
Yes.
Okay. So,
oh my god, wait. Zizel.
Yes. Okay. So, Zizel, this is who they liked. And, Zizel was not a good kid, whatever, blah, blah. I was like, nah, y'all aren't allowed to like him. Like, he's a bad person. I can't tell you why, but he's a bad person. Like, I know things about that kid that no other person on this earth knows about that kid, except, like, one other person. But he's in jail, so he don't matter.
Yeah, he is.
Straight up, look my ex up in the prison records. Anyways, so, yeah, so, knew this kid, can you make any more fucking noise? Like, literally. That's gonna pick up on my mic, so I'm rich, I have the iPhone 10.
How about you fucking suck my poor cock, okay?
I'm kidding, I'm not rich,
She's lying.
No, I'm not.
Did you get it for free?
What?
Oh, no, you just got it for cheaper. Mm. Your iPhone XR? Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, Riri, you know, I keep stopping the story, and you're probably really annoyed. You've probably clicked off already. Hi, zero viewers. So, you know, casualist over here. Riri, I sat Riri and Keaton and Maddie down and told them the situation that happened, that included Zizel, and I, you know, trusted them to keep that secret, and I told them not a single other person knows, and I would like to keep it that way until I am physically ready to tell my other friends, and they were all completely respectful of that, but were highly upset that I had been put through that by myself. because I didn't tell anyone. So, the next day, because I told them on a Sunday, the next day is Monday, they all go to school, and at the end of the school day, I get a text from my brother's girlfriend that says, "Did Zizel try to, like, forcefully get into your pants?" And I'm like, "What?" And she goes, "Riri told me that Zizel tried to forcefully get in your pants." And I was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, hold up now, because that is not what I said, sister." So she took what I said and completely mixed it up and spread a rumor about me. And it made me, you know, just, it went on for a real one, sis. So I was like, I don't want people to think that, like, if you see anybody talking about that, like, please tell them not to do that. And she was like, "I will," because this person I lived with at some point, we lived together for about 6 to 8 months. I'll fucking say her name. I don't give a shit. She wouldn't even care. I'm gonna call her Dina, because that's what we call her. So Dina was like, "Okay, so, like, I don't believe it, because first of all, I'm, like, your best friend." I'm like, "What?" She says, "I'm your best friend, and I would know by now if that happened, and you would have told me, and all this other stuff." And I'm like, "Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm just, like, I would have, like, I trust you. Like, I would have told you. But, like, you know. You know. You know." Okay?
Yu-Gi-Oh. Cards.
Yu-Gi-Oh. Yu-Gi-Oh. Bakugan. Okay. So, anyways, you know, and then Riri tells Dina that she's connecting the dots. So Riri now believes that what I told her after she spread it and changed the story is not true. Not what she spread, but what I originally told her in the first place. She does not believe that I told the truth. And I'm like, I literally sat them down. And we are the kind of friend group who, if one has an emotion, all have the emotion. So although it literally emotionally scarred me when I was telling them, I did not shed a single tear. I got teary-eyed, but I never cried, because I knew that if I bawled and talked like I was bawling, that everyone would bawl. And I didn't want to put them through that. So I just held it together. So her excuse for why she didn't believe me was that I wasn't emotional enough. And I was like, ugh, like, wow, okay. But, you know, she told everybody. It was upsetting, obviously. This only happened a few days ago. I still haven't said anything to her because I love her. I don't want to lose her, but what she did was not okay. And I know that I'm highly upset and angry right now. So I know that if I talked to her, I would yell at her and I would say things that I don't mean to her, and that's not what I want to do. So I'm just not talking to her.
I did.
Yes, Maddie did. Maddie went to school, face got bright red, stood up in front of her and said, "Why the fuck do you think that's okay?" And from there, you know, progressively, we just lost friends. Sorry.
We didn't lose friends. We just agitated friends.
Keeping it blunt.
Yeah.
So.
Adam Sandler's a little pissed off.
Adam Sandler is quite pissed off about the whole situation, and I explained to him, like, I was gonna tell everybody, but, like, I just physically, like, in my heart can't, because I trusted one of my bestest, like, friends. Like, not that any of them are higher up than the other, everyone was just together, and I felt like that was the right time to say something. I just, like, had been thinking about it lately, and it was on my mind, so I said it. Trusting the people in the room, it wasn't that any friend is more favorable than the other. It's just that we were all together and it felt right to tell them. So that's what I did. But, like, to know that I, like, trusted one of my best friends and, like, I couldn't even trust her to keep a secret, let alone spread it and more.
What the fuck do I do with this?
But, you know, I told Adam Sandler, because I FaceTimed him today, because he was a little upset with Madeline over here. Her name's not Madeline. He was a little upset with Maddie and a little upset with Riri, and was saying, like, "You guys need to, like, make up, or I'm not going to be friends with either of you, because this drama thing's ridiculous. Like, we all just need to get over it, because we usually get over our drama, but we haven't been." because of how, like, important this secret was to be kept. And, you know. Sorry, just gotta get my Louis back. You were just talking about how you were poor 5 minutes ago.
Hey, was that a first story? Leave me alone.
So, yeah. Pretty much, Riri has yet to apologize to me. She's apologized. She's told other people that she's remorseful, but she has yet to tell me she's remorseful. When Maddie had said something to her, the things go on the outside, not the inside. When Maddie had said something to her about how it was wrong and how she hurt my feelings, she went, okay, sorry. Like, very sarcastically, like she didn't give a shit. So I don't think she's really remorseful, and until she says it to me and, like, genuinely gives me an apology, I won't believe that she's remorseful. And I'm still giving her the benefit of the doubt. Like, I still do, like, believe she's a good person, obviously, but it's hard for me. It's gonna be hard for me to trust her and let alone anyone again. But, you know, that's my tea with Riri. I love Riri to death, but we are not friends right now. I mean, we are. I mean, I still want to be friends with her, and I still want to be best friends, but it's just going to take a while for me to trust her.
The tea is that I'm pretty sure she was looking for a reason to drop me.
She's been fighting with Maddie for the past, like, month now over stupid things, and Maddie low-key has a conspiracy theory that she's just trying to get rid of her but make it look like it's her fault rather than her own.
Wow, sounds manipulative, like Miss K.
Yeah, Miss K is highly manipulative. I was going to say manicotine. I don't know why.
She's manicotine.
But she's highly, like, manipulative. So she was friends with Riri for a period of time, also, like us. So I think she's definitely,
taken after her ways.
Lately, a little bit. Ow. You are so clumsy right now. So, podcasts are able to be recorded for 60 minutes, like an hour, and then it stops, and we're at, like, 47 minutes. So, anything else, like a short little story you want to say, or... Nothing.
Oh, okay. Not really many people that I have trust issues with. I mean, my ex is pregnant, but
that's a time for a different time. Our next episode will be about our exes. Oh, God. It's official.
That's the one that my mom can't ever see.
Hey.
That sounds like I did something bad. I really didn't.
really didn't. So here's our outro. Bye, faggot.